Hello. I'm so excited that you're here. You are so amazing. You're so loved. This podcast was so much fun to record. Honestly, maybe a little too much fun. There may have been some White Claws involved and lots and lots and lots of laughs. So I just want to introduce the goddesses that I interviewed because we just couldn't stop laughing to do a proper introduction. But I have these amazing angels on today, Kimmy Betzina and Alicia Lawson. They are just a beautiful, bright light and loving energy in my life. And yeah, my soul sisters, my tribe. It was too much fun. Yeah, I just really hope you guys enjoy this share. Remember to please reach out, leave a review or a comment, and subscribe if you enjoyed the podcast. I'm so grateful you're here. So let's dive on in and have some fun.
This is the Celestial Goddess Podcast. Let's grow and show up with more compassion. I love you.
I have this lovely queen goddess over here, Alicia. Joy, joy.
Hey, joy, call
you joy. Yay, the embodiment of joy. Yeah, that's kind of how my heart's feeling right now. So welcome these goddesses. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
So excited.
So fun.
So fun.
Yeah, I don't know much to do for an introduction. I'm Kimmy. Well, Kimberly Kimbo Slice.
Yeah, I like Kimbo Slice. Yeah.
I've been called a plethora of things.
Yes.
Me and Corinne, I guess we've known each other since Hot Yoga Inc. times. How long have we known each other? Has it been just like a couple years?
A couple years. But it feels, my soul remembers you though. I feel like I've known you so much longer than I've.
Our stories tie in deeper. Let me just say, we'll probably like divulge that as we continue talking. But like, we've known each other before we actually knew each other because
we did.
Stories like with you guys being connected with the
With Alicia. I know. Should we just let them know right now or
you guys technically met first though you didn't know it.
So Corinne took my yoga class in Covington and all great times, and then her car got freaking stolen.
And when was that? Like 20, like
I want to say 2017 or 2016.
I think it was like 2016.
That's how I met Corinne. I told Kimmy because I tell Kimmy everything.
She's my best friend.
And then what?
After that, so Alicia and Corinne did not know each other yet at that point. But Alicia was teaching the yoga class that Corinne had her car stolen at. And then that was just a mutual interaction between them. There was nothing further. But then a couple years down the road, I was working at the Federal Way location, Hot Yoga Inc., as a manager. And Corinne is coming there as a student. And then we got to knowing each other and, of course, like became friends that because why wouldn't we?
Right.
Then we got to talking. And then she had ended up like mentioning to me about your car at some point getting, like, you said something about like, oh, did I lock my car or something at the studio during a class that I was at? And then I was like, and I remembered that's the only situation I've heard of somebody getting their car stolen, and I know that was having to do with her. But then you started talking about one too, and you were like, yeah, I've had my car stolen at a yoga class before. And I was like, wait. And you were like at Hot Yoga Inc. in Covington. And then I was like, oh, Alicia, my friend, was a teacher there when that happened. Then I was like, connected the dots, and I'm like, holy shit, that was you guys. So,
small world.
Then you guys were like friends. You guys like had some time and some space together.
Yeah.
And then just recently, Corinne, you came into Soul Health, and I was teaching, and then we're like, hey, I think I know you. I think you got your car stolen in my class in Covington. So this all wraps back to the freaking car.
It all wraps back to the car.
And
the car.
Here we are.
And a lot's happened between then, but it's funny because yeah, Corinne and I have developed our relationship, and like I have been at your house. What was it, like 2 years ago now?
Came
here, we went to a little concert.
Yeah,
Shannon,
that was so much fun.
And then, I mean, we've hung out on and off since then, but it's just funny that everything's coming full circle. And it's like now you and Alicia know each other. You guys have this little friendship forming.
Yeah.
And then now all three of us are getting to hang out, like see where it all started and kind of knit together those pieces of the sweater.
Yes, literally. Coming back.
Yeah.
Coming back to, just like that divine connection and like our souls remembering each other and like feeling like soul family.
Yeah.
And I feel like also wrapping back to why it's like having these giggle attacks and these like
funny things that come up. It's like, I think those are those reminders, like, yes, this is my soul family. Like, yeah. Yes, this feels good around the right people when you're just having fun and, like, feel good and feel so accepted and received.
Yeah. Yeah.
So thank you guys for holding that open space for me and then allowing me to reflect that light back to you.
Yeah.
So super grateful.
Thank you too.
Super grateful for you guys. Yeah, and we have so much to go over here.
So much.
So you guys both teach yoga. So coming back to, that's an interesting thing. But it's funny, if we can just name this, like, honestly and openly, right? When I first invited you guys to my podcast, like, to name, like, honestly and openly with Alicia.
Yeah.
And a little vulnerable here. But, like, you know, do you want to name what kind of, like, you named it first and things we were kind of talking about?
Yeah, I'd love to. And that word is insecurities. Yeah. So that was the thing, because a podcast, I've never done this before, and I'm thinking, oh my God, like, people are going to listen to this. Like, what do I talk about? And, like, I was telling Kimmy too, I'm like, I'm nobody. Like, I just teach yoga. I have kids. That's it.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's, some insecurities popped up. Like, what do I have to offer out there? And especially with, my story and where I'm at now, back in 2012, And I know this date for sure, and this was December.
Let's bring it back to, like, so basically, like, how this started for both of us. Because I think for Alicia and I both, it was, like, kind of a congruent journey of, like, getting into, like, spirituality and yoga. And she really helped me get into it. And I don't know, I'll let you elaborate on that. But that's where we're going back in time, basically.
Yeah.
Where she's starting on, like, how, like, kind of we got to the point we're at now with, like, our friendship and, like, our lives and spirituality and yoga and all that.
And how this ties into insecurities right now.
Yeah, for sure.
So in 2012, that's when spirituality really hit for me. I feel like it was December 2012, and there was, like, this stigma, like, December 2012, end of the world.
You're right, 2012.
Yeah. And it wasn't.
Yeah, 12-12.
Our high school, like, prom theme was, like, Mayan calendar theme.
Oh, yeah.
End of the world.
It was
end of
our yearbook. It was end of the... Yeah, oh, our yearbook. It
our
was
yearbook
end of the
not
world.
Encouraging.
Mayan stone.
Yes.
Like, yeah. So, it was a stigma back then, like, or, like, a unknown and, like, a thing out there, you know, end of the world. In fact, it wasn't the end. It was the beginning. And that is when, for me personally, I do feel that there's plenty of people out there that might have similar experiences. For me personally, I feel like I was activated, like something switched within myself or my DNA or, like, what my spirit, whatever you want to call it, something was turned on, and I felt like I understood. I had this knowing, and this ties into spirituality. It gets conspiracy. It gets, like, just a worldly knowing of, like, this is a matrix, like, we're running this rat race, and, like, there's so much beyond just, like, your day-to-day 9-to-5, like, and you guys get what I mean.
Yeah.
And that's just to, like, kind of summarize it, but I mean, that really turned on for me, and then from there I skyrocketed. And I mean, like, if you're looking at a graph chart, I went from, like, plateau to, like, let's go straight up in the charts. And
that was our first year in college too. So both of us went away to college at Eastern together, Washington.
And I really struggled in college because I was going through this spiritual awakening. I was away from my home. My relationship at the time, he was also very on the same scale that I was. We're opening up spiritually. And so to be separated was really hard for me as well. But yeah, I just shot up. So much was becoming alive for me. I was waking up in so many different aspects, spiritually and worldly. And and I keep bringing up the, I don't know if it's a metaphor or a symbology of a wave. You know, every wave goes up and then it goes down and then it goes up. And I think that's natural. I think that's just, like, the flow of life.
Flow and flux of life, yes.
Yeah, so I recognize that, and I've realized that I have these spiritual peaks, and then I also kind of dip down into these, like, lower moments.
Yeah.
Maybe we want to call that, I keep referencing the dark side.
And the dark side, whatever you want to call it.
I just watched all of the Star Wars movies.
Same. Like, me too.
Yeah,
we just all binged them.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. The dark side is so
channeling
beautiful.
Channeling the force and the dark side.
Yeah, well. And it's all connected, and I think contrast is a beautiful part of spirituality, but, like, So, I've had some like darker side moments where I'm like, I'm not about it. Like, I don't want to do affirmations today. Like, I feel like shit. I don't know. And but I don't have to have a reason. Yeah. I just like, I'm not feeling it. I don't want to be spiritual. And then I realized, you know, that is spiritual. Mm-hmm. Like, I can have these seasons or whatever it is in my life that doesn't match up to like the stigma. Like, it's all rainbows and butterflies. Like,
yeah,
fucking peace, love, and joy, bitch. But like, yeah,
I'm
like,
joy, but let me be honest, but I'm not feeling joy.
No, I'm not. Yeah. And so like, that hit heavy for me to realize, and I felt like at first that should be shamed or like, it should be like a negative thing. Like, if you're so spiritual, why do you think that way? However, right. Like, why do we have to think that way? Like, in fact, like, just ignoring those sides that might be darker, I just feel like that's, like, resistance.
It's resistance. Totally.
I agree. And I think that's the opposite of spirituality. So, yeah. So then I'm thinking, like, I kind of am, and I've always been aware of whether I'm up or down in my waves, and the seasons are incredible because sometimes that ranges from a week or sometimes it goes like months on, months off. Sometimes it's freaking years. And you can, once you take a step back, you can notice those weeks, you can notice those months and notice the years and how it all just like beautifully folds into like this graph of your life and where you've been at. But yeah, so thinking about a podcast and knowing you, Corinne, you are a very huge bright light. So you've just like revamped my world a little bit. I needed it. I think of those people on the hospital beds that need that electrical like pulse. Like I really needed that. So I really attribute you to that. But I'll say, yeah, like I've been in those spaces and I currently was and that's okay. So that's what I thought of as far as insecurities go. Like, oh, I'm going to be on Corinne's podcast. Aww. She's so great and, like, so positive. Like, I hope I have something positive to bring because I know what cycle I'm in right now. And it's not always, like...
Well, you know what's interesting is, like, your time in your life in college when you were going through, like, the skyrocket phase of, like, 0 to 100 of spirituality.
Yeah.
That... For me, which I know I've told you before, but reiterating it here now for everyone else, is like that for me was a huge awakening in our friendship, realizing that for me, for some reason, I've always, and this is how me and Alicia connect, is that we've always had this like kind of knowing that like there's something more to life, you know, we've always had this. But for me, like my dad's been a huge part of like why I felt that way, because I've always, my dad's an engineer and he's like a very science minded guy, and like we talk about the universe, we go outside and we look through this telescope and we talk about the stars, and we've done that since I was a kid. And so I've always had that kind of curiosity of like, I know there's more out there, and like, why is this the way it is? Why am I told that I have to do this day to day? And then for me though, growing up with friends and stuff, like that's never really something I had talked about with people. It was just this inner like knowing of like, this is, I know to my core, like I'm meant for more than just like a 9-to-5 job.
Yeah.
I'm meant for more than mundane conversations about the weather, whatever it is. Like I've always had that like underlying personality that's there. And then when Alicia had that moment in college, which we've always been close, obviously, since we've been friends since seventh grade, but once we went to college together and we lived together and she went through this spiritual awakening and she was really vocal with it, for me, that was also an awakening for me. So the fact that you were able to go through that like so openly and vocally, I know it was hard for you, but like that was huge for me, because I think that's how our friendship got closer.
Yeah.
Is because I was able to be like, I've always felt like this. Mm-hmm. And then you were like,
tell me, I know.
I would just be like, maybe I don't know the details of like, she was going hardcore into like research of stuff, of like watching these like YouTube videos that were hours and hours long about like spirit science, which is great. If anybody needs a starting point into spirituality, into anything, it's broken down like kindergarten level. It's an animation. It's great. It's called Spirit Science on YouTube. If anyone needs something.
Amazing. Spirit Science on YouTube.
they have entire series. It starts from the first video is Thoughts or Things, and it's about how it's just like your basics of spirituality, but it goes into like such depths of like the Kabbalah, everything, chakras, all of that. She started being vocal about all this stuff she was learning, and like we're all in college, we're like partying and like having these fun conversations, and all of a sudden he was just like, you guys, I'm struggling, like there's a matrix. And I was just like, at the same time, like, I didn't know the information she was talking about because I hadn't necessarily researched, but at the same time I was like, she knows what she's talking about. I was like, this is right. And I was able to give her that kind of comfort of like, hey, you're not crazy. Like, this is like, I understand you. I know what you're talking about. And like, I know that this is, I was like, this has some weight to it. And that brought us way closer. And then ever since that, we've really like, developed like this super close bond of like, that's our, the foundation of our friendship is like, we know there's something more. And then we've just kind of like explored from that. Yeah. And then, so from there, so then you like, you left college second year.
I did.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you ended up getting into yoga then. So I was like,
so you guys both left a prestigious university.
I just did.
And I know a couple other yoga teachers who have. They go to this nice school and then they leave midway to pursue a teacher training.
Elisha did. She was having a little bit of a crisis.
Super crisis. Yeah. Because I left college. Like, I was that, like, person.
It's like, am I a college dropout? Like, that stigma. But
and I was so scared to tell my parents, mainly my mom, because she's very, like, do good things. She wants to brag about me and, like, say all the nice things. Mm-hmm. My dad knew immediately. I just broke down to my dad. He's like, absolutely, come home. Mm-hmm. I was like, are you sure you don't want to do? Like, just finish it. So I came home and I got right into yoga, and that really sparked a lot for me too. Just being surrounded by that community, diving into the practice of intention, or even getting to know my body, like that was kind of a
as a 19, 20, 20 year old, that's not something you're really doing. No. Though, so it's good to get into that and be like, oh.
And you think about it too, like at least like sending love to everybody and like my own personal experience, but love to everyone else. It's like, maybe you don't really appreciate your body and maybe abuse it in a way, or like let people take advantage of you, you know, when it's truly not serving you, and not realizing like the power within your own body and like how someone can kind of take that from you. And it's interesting though, what you decide to do with it, right? Cause like you said, you can either choose to go on with it or you're like, nope, I'm going to leave. I'm going to do something that no one else is doing. And it might sound crazy, but this doesn't feel right at my core, so I need to make that change or take that time with myself, like, intimately touch and love my body. Like, literally just hugging yourself. Like, everyone listening right now and everyone here right now, please just hug yourself. Give yourself a big hug. Like, oh, just that power of, like, loving yourself, loving your body. You know, I did a workshop where we just, like, delicately just, like, touched our face and like touched our arms and just slowly kind of went down our entire body, like head to toes. And like, that was so powerful because think about it. It's like, I mean, if you don't even allow someone else to like truly love you and touch you in that way, it's like crazy to even think about yourself, almost like loving yourself, giving yourself a nurturing touch, right? Even right now, you want to keep touching yourself, like, right? But like in a loving way, like we're touching our arms, okay? Like we're touching our arms and our shoulders and our backs and, you know, but yeah, I just, I mean, I want to honor you guys too and like your strength and the things you're able to acknowledge and like feel like it comes back. Right? You want to keep hugging yourself. You want to keep hugging yourself. Big bear hug. It's really powerful. Filling your own cup. That's another thing we're going to talk about. You know, getting yourself right, filling your cup up before you can really pour your energy into anything else. But first of all, I just want to name the courageous energy in both of you guys and like the reflections that you were both able to name with humility, with love, with compassion, because it's like seeing that, I think it's so powerful as a woman being able to see that light and that love and that like genuine, that genuine energy, and especially in another woman. I mean, being a woman, there's some sort of energy, you know what I mean? That can be women against women energy or whatever. But yeah, I just want to acknowledge like
none of that here.
None of that here. And that's why like naming that and how powerful that is and like thank you for all the reflections that you named within each other, within me. Like, it really just shows that we all meet each other for a reason at the exact time. Like you said, like, you're kind of in a down spiral, and then all of a sudden I started taking your classes. Now I'm going to Soul Health, and I met you and connected with you, even though I knew of you. And finally, but I needed to in that exact time. You know what I mean? Yeah. And even when I met you, it's like everything's perfect timing. Like, and just honoring that and like naming that and loving that. And just love you guys, and just honor, lots of honor,
and same with Elisha being that catalyst for me in like the spiritual awakening. Even though she was struggling, it's like, for me, that was the first thing I needed to like be open to talk about it with her.
Yeah,
and it's just every little thing in your life, like in every relationship, is a necessary step, you know. Yes. And it's like, if you look at it in that way, I think it's really cool.
It's a lot of, it's super cool. And just that receiving energy, like holding space for people is so powerful. And like, that's really all we need. And that's honestly a harsh lesson I learned a while back, where it's like, you know, like, for example, if your friend's venting to you, they don't always want your advice. Like, I would try and bring a solution to a problem. And then I realized, like, wait a minute, they don't want my solution. Yeah, they don't want my advice. They just want me to listen. Yes. Like, they just want me to hold space.
Yep.
And I would get so frustrated, like, I want to help you. You know, but it's like, deep down, me helping you is me holding space for you, allowing you, allowing you to just express that and like love you through it, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like going back to what you were saying about darkness and like loving the darkness in people as well, because it's like, we're not all perfect and we have insecurities. We're human. Like you said, you're like, oh, I feel like I have nothing cool to talk about. But I feel like when you said that, I'm like, that's when I realized a huge, powerful statement for me is like, there is something to learn in everyone.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter who you are.
Yeah.
There is something, even a baby, okay? Mm-hmm. You can learn something from a freaking baby who can't even talk.
In all their like, sides, the light side and...
The light and the dark.
The dark side.
But that's okay, whatever you want to call it. Like,
they're they both serve the same purpose.
Exactly.
They're both just as real as each other.
Yes.
And
it's just a difference of like kind of being aware when you're in those states versus not. Like Elisha and I were talking earlier about like some the total stigma of the westernized like woke community, which really would turn me off if like I wasn't already in this sort of like yoga spiritual group. Mm-hmm. But to me, like, from if I was an outsider, I'd be like, okay, who's like woke and awake 100% of the time?
Right.
The difference is that when you're having these like even self-sabotage moments, anything that's negative, it's like you're aware that you're doing it, and that's the difference. It's like, and like when you lash out at somebody, let's say, and like, you know, that's not what you wanted to do, you having that awareness to be like, ooh, that was not, that wasn't what I should have done. Right. Or like having the awareness to take a step back and be like, I apologize for that. Like, rather than, it doesn't, I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean like I'm 100% woke person, but it's just the difference of being like, I'm awake.
Have an awareness,
I'm aware of the majority of the time, even when I am in those negative states or like those dark states, it's like, I'm aware that I'm doing that to myself. Even if it is a bad cycle of like a week of time where I'm like, I haven't worked out or done whatever makes me feel good or like eaten healthy or done yoga. It's like, I'm aware in the back of my mind still like, hey, why are you doing this? You know, like, do you need to reflect? Do you need to take some time of like, what's driving you to do this? What is like, why are you starving yourself from this right now?
And there's the light in the dark where it can reflip itself. It's like, I'm in this moment or this season or whatever you want to call it of like, you know, darkness, or like you're going through your own personal struggles or crap or whatever it is. And then with that awareness, yes, I'm going through this right now. I might need a minute to process this.
And find the root of it.
I might need a timeout. Like, let me take a timeout for a second. And let
myself, I need to let myself feel this. Mm-hmm. So, like, even if I want to take a day where, like, I do want to bask in this negativity. And you know what? I feel great about that because this is true. This is real. And there's a light in that, and that's the awareness. I think awareness equals
you
the light.
You have to work through it. You can't just ignore. You can't ignore everything or push it down. That's, like, the opposite of resistance. The work you're trying to do. Is like, you cannot ignore things and push them down and just pretend like it shouldn't exist, so I shouldn't talk about it because it's bad.
Right.
It's like,
people
are
hear this. Yes.
And we are on this planet and born into this soul and this lifetime for a reason, to experience all the spectrum of emotions.
Right.
The entire spectrum. we are not here to just experience the love and the light and the perfect. And it's like, yeah. And that doesn't mean you just have to experience it with yourself either. It's like you have the right to talk about those negative emotions with people you love and care about. I mean, you don't have to, but it's great to do that too. And I don't feel like people should feel any sort of like judgment towards that, because it's everybody experiences it. And if they don't, they're not being truly authentic.
But it's about being, like you said, intentional with it and like constructive and aware. Because instead of like choosing, like, oh, I'm aware, like, once again, you hear people say, not trying to be a bitch, but it's like, okay, so I'm going to be a bitch. Like, you know what I mean? So it's like also that there's different awareness.
Not hurting people's feelings.
Yeah, like having awareness. Yeah, yeah, like, okay, you know what? Let me put myself in check. Let me look inside and be like, okay, what's triggering me? What's causing me to be mean right now or to act out or to act a certain way? And then use these tools, right, that we've talked about to come back to self and be like, okay, actually, I need to, like, it's powerful for mom, for example, to say, I need a timeout from the kids. When do you ever hear mom and dad say, mom and dad need a timeout? It's always kids need a timeout. Mom and dad need a timeout because, right,
I do that frequently.
See, good for you.
And we call it break.
We need a break.
Yeah, break time.
See, and that's powerful. And I feel like it's taking that moment because – you think about it, it's like, it's not worth it to live in this like stressful, you know, survival mode. And if we feel it turning into this dense energy, which can feel like darkness, which can feel like argument, which can feel like conflict, you know, we know that, okay, like, let me take some deep breaths. Let me remove myself before I give this darkness energy, right? So I think, like you said, it's having the awareness of, I'm not going to give in to this darkness anymore. Like, I'm choosing to wake up with love and choosing to wake up with acceptance. Like, if I want to sit on the couch all fucking day and eat ice cream and watch Netflix, I will if I need that to rest. You know what I mean? Having compassion when you need to take that time for yourself and whatever that looks like. If I want to go walk all day, you know, and or just be outside, lay in the grass. If you want to go roll in the mud, if you want
to call in sick to my yoga class,
at least give them 24 hours notice. Be respectful.
you don't want to short cancel on anyone, I guess.
There's people waiting. But
to be human is to experience trauma. So let's not pretend that like any one person is exempt from that. And it's, you have a right to express like your triggers, whatever happens to you that triggers that trauma. It's like, it's going to happen. That's life. And that's being a human. And it's going to recur. And it's just, how you learn to kind of develop with that trauma and deal with it in a better way.
Yes. But also, support each other. I feel like it's so powerful. The power right now with this, like, women, like, the support that's here. I mean, in general, you know, of course, men and women, kings and queens all around. But also, too, like, really talking about that feminine support, because I feel like, you know, like, really, truly, authentically being there for your woman, for your sister.
Yes.
Like, that support, whether it's, like, you're not crazy.
Yeah. In fact, know? Like, it really excites me. Sometimes I'll get in my modes where I'm like, I'm sorry, am I being negative? Like, because I'll vent to Kimmy about every little detail. I was just on FaceTime with her the other night. I was just like, dude, my night is shit. Here's A, B, C, D, E, F, G. I'm like, dude, I just released. This felt good. Thank you for being there. Like, and sometimes I'll be like, send it off with love. Sorry. Like, did I, like, because I'll get in my head a little bit. Like, am
that's
I making
the best
you?
Part of our relationship.
Yeah,
though,
we can handle the deepest.
You
darkest,
guys, like you said, like, you should be married, but without, like, you, like, literally, you're great partners.
No, we're great union. Like, for sure.
Great union.
So, yeah, it really does excite me. In fact, I have a girlfriend kind of going through some stuff, and when she's messaging me, she's like, hey, are you doing okay? Like, handling all this. I said, absolutely. Like, just vent, just, like, whatever you need to release in your purest, rawest form, like, just know that you're safe with me, and you can just totally, I'll embrace it, and, like, I'll tell you how I feel, or if you just want to listen, that's great, exactly, I was just gonna say, I'm just here to listen,
and support you, and love you,
and she'll ask me, like, what do you think about this, and she'll ask me specifically when she wants some advice, so then I'll, like, cue in my advice.
Well, I've done
then
the same thing
respect,
with you,
yeah.
I know, like, you've texted me, like, these long things before, and then I'll, like, forget to text back for an hour or something, and I'll write back, and I'll be like, I'm so sorry. I feel like I'm bad at, like, comforting you in the text. You're like, honestly, it makes me feel better just to type it out and send it to you.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm not expecting a response. It's literally, like, for me to be able to, like, text all this out, like, how I'm feeling
it's
in the moment. It's like, and just send it to you. You're like, I'm not looking for advice. I'm not looking for you to tell me back, like, it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
You're like, I needed to send it. And I'm like, okay, that makes me feel better too. Because also I'm very, like, empathetic, of course, on your end. And I'm like, oh, did she need something from me?
Right.
Like, and I'm reading it like, oh, do I need to contribute more? But then I'm like, okay, I understand that because I will do the same thing sometimes. It's like,
this is where I think we're so cute, because this is where I love you so much, Kiwi. Seriously, like, we kind of get in our heads sometimes still, because this is how, like, cute and human we still are. Like, we know exactly our truest, rawest form of friendship. Mm-hmm. Like, no matter what we do, it's fine. Like, we're always like, yeah. What was that thing we were joking about when we're like,
it's like, if you want to, it's fine. If not, oh, maybe we'll replan. If not, totally no big deal.
Yeah, no worries. Like, don't worry.
We're just the most laid back. Like, yeah.
We're just like, whatever.
We're like, maybe we could hang out today, go get lunch. If not, totally no big deal. Yeah. Maybe I can come to your house. If not, totally fine. No pressure.
Yeah, totally.
But can I name, though, once again, like, we laugh about that, but yet that can be an issue in a lot of relationships.
Absolutely.
Like,
for sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
it can.
It's like detaching from, like, you love someone so much, but yet you're not putting conditions on that love.
Yes.
Where it's like, if I want to hang out with you, and you're saying, like, no, I need to rest today. And then, you know, for me to get mad at you, like, that's not fair to you. That's putting a condition now on my love. Like, you have to hang out with me because I have free time. Like, that's not same.
Yeah.
And it's, like, acknowledging, like, damn, like, I'm holding space for you. Like, however you feel, like, there's got to be that respect, vice versa. Like, you know, that saying 50-50, no, it's 100-100. Like, we both put in 100-100, and we respect each other, and we value our friendships. And it's, like, if you're not okay right now, I love you. Like, is there anything I can do for you? Like, and also making sure to check in on people, super powerful. Like you said, your friend texting you, like, shoot, now here's an invitation. Go text that person. You haven't, you know, give them a call and be like, yo, I'm thinking about you, and I just want to send you lots of love.
Yeah.
Because honestly, it's kind of funny when you do reach out to people, and sometimes if you feel maybe a little reluctant to do so, but you do it, and then they are so happy and so grateful.
Dude, that,
like,
came in perfect timing. But,
right. So
it usually does.
Right. So, and it really shows that greater picture, right? We're all connected.
Yeah.
And all those synchronicities.
I feel like that's what Alicia and I's friendship has been so effortless like that since seventh grade. That's
what marriage.
Our like phrase has always been like, I know, like, I just know.
Yeah.
But you know what I've realized as I've gotten older and like been more like, Alicia's made me realize more like those qualities in people, but it's come easier. Like, I met you and it's the same thing. I've met Shannon. I've met a lot of my adult friends. It's that same way, which with, for me and Alicia, it was like, we were the only two. I mean, I have other close friends still from high school and stuff, but like, we were the only two that it was like this unexpected, just like, I know type of relationship.
Yeah.
And now as I've gotten older, it's like, you just attract that type of stuff. And it's like the friends that I've made as I've been older, it's just like, everyone has had that I know type of thing where it's hey Corinne, I haven't seen you in the last year. You're like, you're not going to text me like, are you mad at me? It's like, that's not, it's like, you just get older and you kind of attract that same type of energy and that same thing that me and Alicia have always just been like,
natural
this is what we know and this is what we feel. And now it's just like, that's what it is.
Yes. And the way I describe that now, and I got this from my dear sister, India, which we'll interview her.
I've met her
days.
Too.
Oh my God.
The yoga studio.
She,
the one with the black curly hair?
An angel. No.
Oh, maybe not. Okay.
But she's also an angel, I'm sure. But no, as my dear sister told me, and I'll never forget this, and this is how I describe it, is goddess energy is felt.
Mm.
Like you said, it's I know. You don't even have to explain it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't have to explain. I just look at you and like, I know, like I feel it. Like our souls remember.
Mm-hmm.
We remember each other and it feels good. And it's like, it's nothing that has to be, you know, defended, right?
Totally.
It's like, no, I know, I got, just give me a little,
yeah,
like, it's just,
I got you,
but like, and that's a, like, divine support and love, right?
Like, I think that's just, that. Like, our souls, like, reuniting life after life to, like, help us cope with this life. It's like, we're gonna
helping each other.
With, like, we've talked about, like, the soul tribe before.
Oh, totally.
Course,
you guys are all my soul tribe.
Yeah.
Everyone else,
but,
everyone here.
Yeah.
Everyone, and more,
like,
there's more than just three people here. Let me just
reading,
say
like, Dolores Cannon's book.
Yeah.
The,
I bought that. I bought that.
Oh,
and I started on, like, the last chapter.
Good.
Because I'm a...
Speak to the end.
I'm a, what you call that, a nuance.
If anyone needs a good book, like, it's a she's a psychotherapist. She does past life regressions and she does like hypnosis therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Dolores Cannon. She has a ton of books, but the book is The New Earth and the Three Waves of Volunteers. Amazing. And every chapter is a different client of hers, so you can kind of skip around and you don't have to like read it front to back. It's not like a book.
That's
you,
what I
it's
liked
not a story
it.
But
yeah.
It's
yes.
Like she regresses people to the point where like they remember past lives and they are like realizing their purpose of why they're here, what this life is meant to teach them. And I think I've really learned that it's like, your tribe of people that you surround yourself with, you're reuniting for a reason. Whether it's bad people in your life, it's like you are reuniting with these people because of past trauma and karma and past lives that you need to work out in this life. And if you can't work it out in this life, it's going to rework itself in another life. So if you have somebody, a parent or a significant other or a friend or something that's causing you turmoil in your life, it's most likely has happened before in a different type of relationship, and it's you're trying to rework it out. But that also goes for the positive relationships. It's like you find people that make you feel comfortable and that allow you to open up, because in reality, like the God source, whatever that is, the oneness wants you to progress and wants you to get better. So you have to reunite with people like that make you feel comfortable to talk about these things and make you feel comfortable to level up and be like, raising these issues.
Something about this life too.
So powerful.
Do you guys feel that this is so special because this is this life? I don't know if I really had this the last life.
This is some special shit. Yeah,
this is a really special life.
This
is
not happening on it. Yeah, no, I heard there's a psychic channeler I've listened to, and she said we're almost like entertainment. That's like a whole other thing. Take it or leave it. Yeah. But our planet Earth is almost entertainment for a lot of other galaxies, and doing something that no galaxy or universe has ever done.
Wow.
And that's why, and also too, on a greater level, like if all of those things back in 2020 didn't need to happen, they wouldn't have happened.
Mm-hmm.
So like it happened for a reason. Like it didn't have to happen. Like there are greater sources.
Think of like pressure going through a funnel in order to like explode and be better. It's the same thing with like evolution and with a planet's evolution and a consciousness evolution. You have to go through that intense pressure. It's like pressure is created to make a diamond. It's like you have to go through that pressure.
Whatever.
And I read in Dolores Cannon's book too, she had channeled this one person that said he used to live on a gray planet and everything was gray. And he's like, the beauty of living on a rainbow planet here. And then they say like, we are so, like they say this planet is so diverse in the ecosystem, in the colors, in the emotions, everything that we get to experience is unlike any other planet. We get the we have colors, we have this ecosystem that has so many different types of animals and species and different like environments. Like we have rainforests, we have oceans, we have deserts, we have all this crazy like these crazy like different ends of the spectrum, you know.
Absolutely.
And then we have emotions too on top of that. It's like what it is to be here is so intense that have to be here, and you have to like be a sponge. You have to absorb everything you can, and then you also have to learn how to like go through that pressure and how to like explode on the other side.
Right. And that's powerful, because I think it goes back to what you were saying too of like, you know, being a sponge. So you mentioned resistance, right? And being attached to things. So it's like, if you're holding on, and think about it now, I love that you use the analogy of this combustion because it's like, think about it as like a weight, an anvil that you're carrying with you. It's like, you cannot burst through that if you're going to keep holding on to all of these resistance and attachments that are keeping you in a low vibration of like fear and insecurities, or I know it all. Yeah. I already know it all. I'm this or spiritual ego, like going into that whole thing, like, you know, not having that like humility of like, you know, realizing like I don't know everything and I'm never gonna know everything.
Yeah, I think that's exciting.
And that's the biggest wake up call I had is when I realized, if you know everything, then it's like, what's the point?
Yeah.
Like you said, we're here
to done and it's over. Like that's no thanks. I'm gonna continue.
We got stuff to live. We got things to live and go through. And that's so powerful. Like you said, this huge spectrum of emotions, of colors, of just like everything that we get to experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's just powerful. Yeah. I'm losing my train of thought, but I'm just so in awe of like this human experience.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And I'm just detaching so that we can burst through, so that we can soak up the knowledge and learn and grow and evolve and realize that we're going to evolve and learn every single day. It doesn't just stop. You don't just get spiritual and know everything. Mm-hmm. It's like you said, coming back full circle, like, you know, what do I have to offer here? I'm just a mom and a teacher. It's like, no, you're so much more than that. You know what I mean? We're so much, there's so much more to our being when we are open and allowing the wisdom to come through us so that we can combust through. Yeah. And that's shift.
Bouncing off of that, like, I'm I'm nobody. I'm just this mom and this teacher. But no, like, I really have like this horror of like, I just feel like I know a lot, but like in the most humble way. Like I know so much, and I also don't know all of it at the same time. Mm-hmm. As much as I know, I also don't know.
Right.
So I feel like I do have a lot to contribute just in easy conversations, and that's why I appreciate you guys specifically. And Kimmy, you mentioned this, just like the people that we attract naturally because of maybe it's our vibration. In fact,
100%. In fact, it is. We attract our vibration. So it's like taking accountability for what we call in. And I know that's hard to fucking hear. Mm-hmm. Let's be real. Yeah. And it's like sometimes, but like you said, even the bad, the good and the bad, we call in for a reason or it's ancestral trauma. It's a
purpose.
I mean, it's serving a purpose. Yeah. It's just about how you choose to view it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, yep, absolutely.
I agree.
Yeah, I love spiritual talk. I like to just, like, I'll take any topic, and then I'll go down 100 million rabbit holes.
Yeah.
And then we're like, what do we even start off talking about?
Hey, and that's the beauty
of... whatever, it's definitely fun, and definitely. I got something out of it.
Mm-hmm. And we're learning from each other, and that's, like, the beauty and the power and, you know, empowered women empower women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we are.
I feel like, too, even more so in, like, nowadays, I don't want to sound like a boomer where I'm like, back in my day.
Back in my day. In 2001.
I feel like with the development of technology and everything, like, people are less encouraged to, like, have these, like, in-depth conversations with people.
You're right.
And you realize... Every time you talk to somebody in like a deeper conversation than you normally would in a day-to-day setting, do you not feel energized after? Do you not feel kind of lit up? And I guarantee every single person you ask would feel that same way. Yes. I have people come into the yoga studio when I'm working there, people that are just run-of-the-mill, normal people, not these yogis, not people like us that have been practicing for a long time, or even people that have gone to trainings, just these random people. And you come to the front desk, they come to you after a class, and they're like, wow, I felt this way, like, I want to talk about it. You get into a conversation with anyone, everybody has this to offer. It's not just us. It's not just people that have gone through yoga training. It's not even just people in the yoga studio. You get through conversations like this with anyone you come across.
Yeah.
And really quick, we're going to continue on that, but we have to cut for a short break, so we'll be right back. And we're back. ASMR status.
We're all going to whisper now.
We're going to whisper.
This is a great podcast.
Things are getting deep.
Okay.
It's getting so deep. So Kimmy, she was finishing a thought.
I was talking about how these thoughts and these conversations aren't just for us. It's not just for people that are in a yoga wellness community. And I've realized, that's a big thing I've gotten from my dad, is my dad's always been a conversationalist. And like, he's somebody who's like, I talk to the person getting breakfast next to me at the restaurant or the person at the hardware store. And you realize that every single person in your life has a spirit. Every single person in your life has a story. And you can gain something from every single interaction. So I don't want to discount that to just being specific to us and like your friend group. I really encourage everybody to have conversations and to talk to people that you wouldn't normally talk to, because like I've said, like people that even come into the yoga studio, which I know are more of a small group, but people that aren't necessarily like into this whole wellness community and stuff, like they have a lot of things that are sparked just from maybe a question that you have or something you bring up in a conversation that you'll learn a lot from, which I think is really important. And that's how our consciousness kind of expands and also like intertwines and gets all sewn together, is by us all sharing those thoughts together.
And we wrap that back to my statement of, oh, I'm just a teacher and a mom, and what do I have to offer? But and then we talked about Joe Schmo, but it's real. Like
God, we are goddesses and gods, right? And that is like a...
Well, everybody has it within themselves. We're all spiritual beings, whether we realize it or not. And just by simply like honoring your truth and just having those conversations, you know, because you go about your day to day and you're like, someone asks you, how are you? I'm good. Everything's fine. You know, no, like, how are you? Mm-hmm. And just by, you know, opening up or being honest or being real, that's what I mean. Everybody has it within themselves to just be open and honest and get down to the nitty-gritty, like the real feelings and emotions. And with that, open so many portals to topics of conversation that you can bleed into that would eventually serve your purpose. Like, oh my God, you said this because all I did was ask you how you are, and you're like, you know what, I'm not fine, or yeah, I'm great, this is what happened, and connections, you know, connect.
Yeah, you know what I'm reminded of now, Corinne, is the last time you were at my house and I told you about my dad's favorite quote about planting the seed.
Yes.
And my grandpa's favorite quote, which I don't have it in the picture now, which I have it on my phone, but it was something about, like, if you plant the seed, like, you're eventually going to reap the reward of the harvest.
Yeah.
And I think that's so important with people and with conversations, is even if in this moment it doesn't feel very impactful or whatever the word is,
sure.
impactive mm-hmm. to, like, that conversation of, like, maybe this isn't getting through to you now. If you have the conversation that's vulnerable to yourself with somebody, even if it's somebody random or somebody you're close with, I view that as, like, planting a seed of, I hope that will bloom in the future. Because how many conversations have you had with people where all of a sudden, even 5 years, 10 years later, you're like, I remember that one thing somebody said to me one time, and yes. now all of a sudden it's blooming for me.
Right.
Yes. Or now all of a sudden it's taking hold in my life. And that's important. Yeah. It's yes. like, we need to be those people for everyone. And it's like, that's what our purpose is. And that's, I pictured it of, like, this big blanket of, like, consciousness. And we're all, like, crocheting these, like, pieces together. Mm-hmm. And it's like, we all have to weave it together. We have to do our part yes. to give our threads, totally. You know, like, we have to be the threads and the needles. And we have to be like, hey, I have this to offer. Even if it doesn't, like, resonate with you now, I know for me, it's valuable to say now. And so that might not resonate with you until years down the road, or maybe even tomorrow or whatever it is, but it's important.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. it's important. That's it. Bottom line, it's important. We got to do it.
It's so important. And we all play such a great piece.
Yeah. And I feel like our, like, society now is encouraging people more and more away from that, with, like, drawing inwards to, like, cell phones and texting and everything that's, like, anti-socializing, like, in person. And that's why I feel like it's even more important that we have to share these things.
Yeah.
You have to share things that you feel are important with people you love especially, and then random people, it's more important. You see these stories of people being like, I needed that one random person at the store to tell me, like, I looked good today because that saved me. Yeah. It's like, you know, what matter what it is, like, nowadays it's more important. Just do yeah. it.
These you are
know?
Your angels too, little yeah. signs. Like, this
you have to do it. And it's like today, it's dependent on bam. All of us.
Alicia and I, there's a seagull who made a giant seagle. Mess yeah. in front of, mess. Of the yoga studio. But yeah, and you're right. It's like these little conscious decisions mm-hmm. of, like, how we show up. We chose, I mean, in that sense, you know, pat on the back, we picked up all the garbage. Because it is always greater. Think of it, like, there is always someone greater watching, like,
yeah.
what you can call it whatever you want, but there is a higher power, there is source, there are universal laws. So it's like how we treat people, how we show up in the world, how we, you know.
And spark conversation.
Yeah, and treat people equally. Yeah. yeah. And where there's no judgment, like, whether you are, you know, a homeless person on the street, or, you know, a really prestigious, mm-hmm. you know, business person. It's like, you treat everyone the same. Like, there shouldn't be any sort of, mm-hmm. you know, hierarchy. It's like yeah. showing up with that, like, respect and love, and yeah. just seeing people, because everyone has a story, like, and you said, and you never know.
Everyone's a teacher.
Everyone's a teacher.
Yeah, view yourself as a lifelong student.
Yes, yes. a lifelong student, always. Yeah. And always, and like you said, it's so powerful, like, just by showing up and being a kind person, that one little thing can stick with them and change their whole mm-hmm. life.
Yeah.
So it's like, when we mm-hmm. choose to, you know, not make that decision, it's like mm-hmm. that could be changing the whole yes. contract we have yep. here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so it's just so powerful, just doing that one little thing, you know, that compliment, or wishing someone a prayer, or just, like, mm-hmm. wishing someone
or
the best.
Saying hi,
smiling at somebody.
Hey, how's your day? What you feeling like today?
Yeah, checking in with someone, checking in with them, really. Like, yeah. how are you feeling? How has your day been treating you? Like, mm-hmm. what's on your heart right now? Like, what's
or
the
like
position of your
Alicia,
heart?
Alicia, like, mom, other moms in public being like, good job, mom. You know, when you see her wrangling her kid, it's like that little thing to a mom could be like, okay, somebody noticed me. You know, it's like, I've seen people post about that on Instagram. They're like, I'm out in public, like, trying to wrangle my kids, and I hear some lady across the street being like, good job, mama. And they're yeah, like, yes. Yeah, you know? It's like, that stuff's important. It's like when you yeah. see somebody going through something you can relate, like, put it out there that you recognize it, you know, yeah. whether it's motherhood or whether anything, like, anything that you can relate, it's like, tell them you can recognize it. And that's something that, like, I always bring it back to my dad. I fucking love my dad. But yeah. it's like, we always, especially as I've gotten older, is like, we go camping and I tell him, like, when we're sitting by the fire and, like, having some beers, looking at the stars, I'm like, as I'm getting older, it's like, I want to tell you the things that I love about you and the things that I love that mm-hmm. you did, like for me growing up. And I feel like, what's the reason for hiding that? You know, there's no reason. Right. All you're going to do by sharing it is increase somebody else's, like, quality of life.
Right.
So
yes.
why wouldn't you do that?
And
why
so,
wouldn't you do that?
That's
you
so
know?
Powerful. It's like speaking the love yeah. into people. So
because,
like,
why do you keep that to yourself?
Right.
So, really, though.
That's powerful.
Yeah. Maybe it is I'm thinking, I'm getting all like, oh, technology, texting. Like, yes. People are, no, are scared of this human interaction.
I agree.
And like, I've dealt We're with it discouraged myself. From it. I have my own social anxieties, but really it's real. Like, the day and age we live in, there's,
We're discouraged
there's
phones, from doing
iPads,
that.
Wallets.
Yeah,
watches,
we are. You're right. Yeah.
I said wallets.
But, yeah. But seriously, we're discouraged from sharing that stuff, though.
Because, sharing love, right?
Because, of course, like, I don't want to say they in quotes, but, like, they know the power that these positive words and these positive conversations have on people.
Totally.
So it's like we're discouraged from having these in-person conversations, and I just feel like that's it's more important now than ever to do that.
100%.
If you have something positive to say about somebody you love or a friend or anything, not even that, like a random person that does something nice, thank you for holding that door for me.
Yeah.
Thank you. Wow, you're so nice for putting that back where it belongs when I saw you that you didn't want it and it was in that aisle and you came back to put it back. Like, you know, like, good for you.
Yeah.
It's like,
acknowledging
today
people.
I was in Target and I was getting some makeup and there was a dude in the aisle and he was wearing a skirt and boots and he was like this total... He was rocking it.
Yeah.
And I was like you know
Irish?
What?
You get it.
No, he was like... He was like...
Same people could maybe be judgmental.
He was like a feminine man. You know, I don't want to comment on like the status of his whatever, but he was wearing like a skirt and like boots and he was definitely like wearing like these dangly earrings and I was like...
He's
I don't
vibing,
know how he's feeling
queen.
Right now, but I was looking for makeup by him and I was like, you're rocking those boots. And he looked at me and he was like... Thank you so much. And I was like, I was like, why, like, the difference of me holding that back versus just saying it, like,
totally. Even me, too, the other day at Planet Fitness, I was like, I love your hair. Like, just let this girl know, I love your hair. Like,
Random
just letting
stuff.
People,
yeah.
And also, too, it's also really important, like, to let yourself know that, too.
Yeah.
Like, I love you.
Yeah,
I
don't
love myself,
back from yourself,
right?
Either.
That's almost harder.
Yeah. See, that's
sure.
even harder, right? If you think about it, because also, too, like, something I had to battle with and deal with is realize, like, I'm a people pleaser, and I would, like, bend over backwards to appease my friends and, like, to be liked, to be received, whatever, and then, just lost who I was, and I realized that...
We need that. Just as much as the community does, as far as our outreach to people. We need it, too. Which is a great point to make, because I am exactly what you mentioned. Like, I'm such a people pleaser. In fact, my brain was not going in that direction.
Like, but, it's coming back to self-love. Like, and then realizing,
we all
like,
need it. I forget about myself.
That's what I was saying.
So cheers to self-love.
Cheers
to
self-love.
Cheers.
Exactly. And seriously, it's so important, and to, like, put those boundary lines down and realize, like, I don't need to bend over backwards. I don't need to keep exhausting my energy to, like, hopefully attain the love from somebody else. Like, I can pour that love into me, and I can wake up and praise myself and love myself.
Yeah.
And then because of that, and because I'm grateful for that, and I've taken that time to truly love myself, then I can show up for these other people. I can show up for you guys. I can show up for these strangers. I can show up for everyone I meet. Because it's, like... Yeah, and it's just so powerful, really, when you just treat everyone with that, like, unconditional kindness.
Yes.
Like, it's amazing when you see what comes back to you.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, because really, I mean, vibrations attract other vibrations. So, like, you know, that's why it's so cool being open to opportunities, miracles. You know, that's a huge mantra I like to say all the time is, like, I am open to receiving miracles.
Yes.
I am open to new blessings and to opportunities. And just being open to that. Now I'm drifting, but just like meeting people and like being in that energy.
Yeah.
I gotta say, all this talk, I just feel like it's like bursting out.
Good. Yeah.
So
come
this
out.
Is,
Let me
this
hear.
This is our topic of community.
Oh, yes. Community. I forgot.
And the reason I feel so passionate about this is because I've like really been enlightened to the power of community lately.
Yes.
So anyway, these little conversations that we're having at the grocery store or at the yoga studio or just day-to-day life, wherever we are, even with ourselves. Anyways, community, that's what it all links back to.
Yeah, totally.
Community is so powerful. And I told you, Corinne, and it was kind of funny the way I stated it. I was like, I know so many people. I mean, I don't know a ton, but like, I feel like I know so many people.
Same.
And it's just like, you know, those, as being a yoga instructor or like working behind a desk at a yoga studio, you know, I'm meeting people all the time, whether, like they're checking into classes and whether I've had them in class or not, like I'm meeting them and it's literally my job to say, hi, welcome to class. Like, how are you feeling?
Yeah.
You know, but like, it's beyond that because But really, though, it's great. Like, how are you feeling? Like, I'm actually curious. This isn't
just I love my that job. About yoga, though. It's different than, like, working at a grocery store where it's like people come in there and I'm expecting them to tell me how they're actually feeling.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, how do you feel today? And people are like, you know what? My foot fucking hurts.
Yeah.
And I'm feeling lazy. I'm going to lay down. I'm like, great.
Yeah.
Or they're like, you know what? I feel like I need to be challenged today. I've been lazy for the last 2 weeks. I'm like, great.
Yeah.
You know, whatever it is.
Something about the people yoga come in there studio. Ready to really be vulnerable. Open.
And then after a class, after a hot class, especially a hot, sweaty class, people come out and they're like, you know what? I gotta tell you, I've been struggling. And you're like, yes. Tell me everything.
Let it out.
Yeah. But it just, it makes people feel so much more human. And that's why I love working on that backside of yoga versus just being a student coming into class and just getting to take the classes, seeing all the like positive, great things that the teacher has to offer. But being a teacher, it's like you get to see that backside of it where it's like, you get to see people's real personalities. You see the vulnerabilities. You get to see the business side. All of the things that aren't necessarily, like, glamorized and, like, this, like, perfect, fun, love, and light thing. And I just, that's what I fucking love. Yeah. I love seeing people come out of class and crying in camel pose and, like, coming out being like, I just released so much shit. I don't know what it was from, but, like, thank you. I'm like, don't thank me. I'm glad you went through it. Thank yourself. And I'm glad to be here. And sometimes people want to talk about it. And I love that, too.
Yeah, and I'm happy to hear your story, because I can learn a few things too, just based
but
off of what you
that's
say.
The best part of being a yoga teacher, I feel like, is getting able being able to see that backside of teaching or of yoga, well, you know, is like everyone's experience with it.
And students too, because I feel like that's I'm thinking of this one girl who came in. She's like, I really want a community. I just want to have some friends. I said, you know what, this is the perfect place at Soul Health Yoga, because I just feel that even the students here, like, bond with each other, so they're meeting their own type of community.
Oh, totally.
As well. So even set aside from being a teacher or, like, someone behind the desk, the students there are forming their own tribe as well. Like, we're all interconnected. So even the students can create that sense of community.
Yeah.
And for the, I mean, yoga's been huge in that aspect where yoga has been my community. I don't really have another outlet that's given me community like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think. School. School is huge, like high school.
Yeah.
I have, you know,
but that's how it's like
friends. But this is more like intense and real. But, like, thinking of things that bring you community, yeah, school for me has been maybe the other, like, outlet for that. But yoga, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Just the power of community and coming together and, like, the support and how we can all thrive together.
Yes.
And how we can all succeed.
Yeah.
And, like, there doesn't have to be a limit or, you know, if your friend's telling you you can't do something, then, like, that is not a good friend. Like, we should just be here supporting each other, lifting each other up. And it's just amazing to see what we can create together. That's why I'm super grateful just to have this podcast and share with you guys. Because I know it lights me up to have heart-to-heart conversations and to dive deep and have these conversations. Because, I mean, like you said, I mean, when I'm out in public, it's, I don't know, it's kind of funny, honestly, nowadays when I go out. Because, I used to party back in the day, but now when I go out, it's like, I don't even get drunk. I just, like, get high on, like, soul talk.
Yeah.
I just meet people, and I'm like, oh, my God. I'm just, like,
it's exhilarating.
It's exhilarating. Literally, like, I'm lit. Like, I love the word lit.
Yeah.
And I've heard it also broken down as, like, light, intelligent teacher.
Mm-hmm.
It's like we are sharing the light intelligent
teacher. I love
lit. Light, intelligent teacher. Thank you, Shaman Durek. Love him.
Mm-hmm.
He's a huge inspiration for me. But yeah, that lit energy and like being around that community that makes you feel lit, that brings you that light, that brings you
tribe. And that's the next word that we had written down, tribe.
Yes,
tribe is huge, and I think it's very essential in this time of
in our contracts. That's thank what we you. Mentioned. Yeah, I got you, girl. This is why we write notes. Thank you, Corey.
Yes.
thank you, producer Corey.
Thank you, producer. Corey.
Shout out.
This is good. He grounds me, okay? Yeah. I'm a Gemini. I'm airy. I'm up in the air. I'm just blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So, and we're a bunch of, well, I guess you're water.
I'm a water.
You're water. Well, you both are water, actually. Yeah. So, Alicia and Corey are water. Kimmy's fire. I'm air.
Yeah. We got all you're another the water elements over there, too. Beside, I guess. But yeah, we got a combination.
We have no earths.
No earth soul. That's all right. That's but that's okay. That's okay. Sending love to all you earth signs out there.
Yeah.
Anyways.
You're with us.
You're grounded as fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, so keep listening to this part because you're already grounded.
You're so perfect.
Love you. Thank you. So that's another secret. I've always wanted to like be a, like a comedian back in the day. But I was like, no, I'm scared.
Perfect.
So I'm like, it's perfect. Now I can do my podcast. Yeah. Girl, same. Can you?
You have a natural act for it.
Thank you. I'm an entertainer. I feel like I have that entertainer archetype. And like, I just have to embrace, like, I want to make people laugh. I want to make
people
feel good.
That's why I became a teacher. I was in video production in high school. And my video production teacher wrote in my yearbook, you have to go on to become the next, what's the girl who's a sports broadcaster? Erin Andrews. He's like, you're going to be the next Erin Andrews.
Oh.
And I wanted to be sports broadcasting. Nice. That was like, and then I ended up just doing visual communication design, like graphic design. But he was like, you're going to be a teacher. You're going
to
be.
Is that something that like stays in your heart that you feel like you need to pursue?
That's why I wanted to be a yoga teacher. I like being, I'm a Leo. I like being center of attention. I like being a teacher. I like
I said that, you guys. You guys are really good at entertaining.
Yeah. See, and that's funny because I did my teacher trainings, but I don't feel like I want to teach. I want to be
I want me.
I don't want to like have to say all this other shit. I'd rather just practice.
I like telling other people dance, monkey dance.
That's monkey dance.
That's the yoga teacher vibe. That's monkey dance. With love.
No, but and I like being that vessel for people and so being funny. Like, I don't know.
No, I love that. Like, that's what you need. Guys. Like,
But I've always wanted to do comedy. I've written like a comedy bit before.
Girl. Yeah, so maybe Kimmy and Corinne.
He was just like, all right, I'm going to bag out.
So maybe.
I just note the flow, literally the water flow.
You're the wave. Like you said, the waves.
Yes, way too huge amount.
But hey, idea, yo, devoted fans out there, if Kimmy and I should make a comedy segment once a week, you let us know.
I'll give you my raw material.
It'll be raw, it'll be improv as fuck.
Yeah, improv.
So, improv, baby. Anyways, back to community and tribe.
Yes,
back to community and tribe.
Tribe very is important. Everything, let me tell you.
For this time like, specifically.
For real, though. And also, too, let me shout out, because this is what's coming to me, like, have some, like, forgiveness and, like, cut some slack on your family. Mm-hmm. Like, I know they can stress you the fuck out. I get it. Like, family is stressful, and family, we choose them. It's kind of crazy to think we do choose them.
Yeah,
like, really,
we do.
I chose these people.
Yeah.
But you're like, no, I chose them, and, like, I got to give them some slack and, like, detach and realize. I mean, maybe, I mean, hey, just I'm just only speaking from my own experience, okay? I can only speak for myself. But, yeah, just realizing that, just cut your family some slack. Give them some love. Everyone is trying their best. Like, as I grow older, I realize age is nothing but a number. Like, everyone's trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
And so... Yeah, I'm just, like, having some compassion for that.
That's
just,
we're all hurt.
To be human like, is to be trauma-filled.
And we can't be, like, mad at our parents anymore. We have to realize, like, it happened, and, like, I gotta deal with it now, and I can't keep blaming them, and I can't keep blaming the past.
They're fucked up because their parents were fucked up,
and then their parents were fucked up.
So it's just a chain of fucked upness.
And we're
and
here.
You know, we're all trying to break the chains.
We're breaking the chains. We're breaking the cycles.
It's nobody else's responsibility besides
but
our
us.
Own.
Right, yeah.
So let me say that again. It's nobody else's responsibility besides your own.
Yeah.
And I know that's hard to hear, but you're going to hear it again. It's you got to take responsibility. Mm-hmm. You got to take accountability. I know it sucks and it's hard. And, you know, sometimes you're like, no, I can't admit it. But like,
but
you know, but yes.
Yes.
And that's that like coming back full circle to that darkness. That's that yes of finally coming to it and like releasing it.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, finally, then you can be lighter. You can let go of it. And it's all Gucci. And it's, you know, I'm glad we mentioned the ancestral trauma, right? So it's like having compassion for our parents because, like you said, their parents did that to them and their parents did that to them and vice
versa.
And they
were doing the best with the
tools
that they had.
Exactly.
And let's be real, like, okay, our generation today, us three, I'm saying not like our parents and this that whole generation, I'm saying us right now. Everything that we're going through, we have the most tools. We have access to so much information and
we're really lucky.
So much research, whatever we need, and like classes, education. And it's our responsibility as of right now to deal with this stuff and to figure out how to heal and how to forgive and also like how to honor our parents when they're still alive. Like if you do have parents that are still alive, figure out how to sort through the shit, you know? It's like, it's your responsibility. And I understand it may not be your problem of whatever has happened in your life and your family. I understand it's out of your control, but it's your responsibility now to figure out, am I going to pass this on to my future generations?
Yes.
Am I going to perpetuate this same family dynamic that I was raised in? Whatever it is, if it's bad, if it's good, yes, do I want to carry this on? If it's bad, do I need to talk through this with a parent or a family member that I still have that's alive? It's a blessing that you still have that person alive because you have the ability to work through that when they're still alive. And I know it's hard. I'm not saying I'm queen of having hard conversations because trust me, I struggle with confrontation. But I'm saying it's a blessing that we are still alive right now and we still have, let's say, somebody that you have a conflict with that's still alive too. And yeah, you have that opportunity to work through it if you can. Try your best, you know, even if it's a little conversation, even if it's like a little bit of acknowledgement. Maybe it's boundaries, you know, maybe that's, it's somebody that you've, like, in your family, you've allowed to, like, kind of be there when they shouldn't. Maybe you can make a boundary and be like, I'm not going to allow this to go on. And I'm going to continue this in my way. Yes. And I'm going to continue this in a healthy way.
Totally.
I don't know. It's a very, dynamic situation.
It's a lot to it.
I can't speak for everyone, but it's just like, it's our responsibility regardless to figure out how we're going to continue the future. And that's going to determine the future of your bloodline, you know, your ancestors.
And really, and like you said, if they're still alive, it's like, why not take advantage of that opportunity while you have it? Because imagine, you know, I mean, God forbid, if something did happen, you know, how much you would regret not speaking your truth.
And I know people that are currently going through that have, I have significant others or people or partners or even friends or whoever that have had people that have passed on that they have fractured relationships with and they never got to resolve that. And I mean, you can't help but think, like, how is that going to carry on? It's like, hopefully the person can kind of process on their own and like figure that out. But you have the person here now, like realize that blessing of that person's still here. Even if it's a small conversation or if, like I said, a boundary or something that you can do to change whatever dynamic's going on. Try to take a little step, you know? And it's hard. It's hard for everyone. It's hard for me. I'm not saying I'm good at that. Like, I'm saying it's hard in friendships. It's hard in relationships. But try to take little steps to kind of think about your future children or your future grandchildren. It's like, would you want them to go through these same things that you're struggling with?
And now how can you help
fix that?
Totally. Absolutely.
Now is the time. You can feel it in the air. It's an energy thing. It's the shift of, shall I say, consciousness? I don't know. Yeah. Just the shift of everything. So now is the time to really get real and get honest and have those kinds of conversations too, as hard as they are. And you said, and I'll agree, I'm terrible at confrontation.
And then me too. But I realized too, like on a deeper level, sorry, I don't want to interrupt you or anything. But just I think about it like with my own experience and like realizing like that's a throat chakra blockage.
Yeah.
You know, this energy center in my throat.
Back to the tools.
You know, back to the tools. Realizing like this throat chakra blockage, and it was so hard for that confrontation, but it's like once I finally did it, it was so extremely hard and I bawled my eyes out. It was crazy hyperventilating. Still a journey, but it is kind of crazy and interesting. Like once you finally do it though, like the power that comes with it, the strength that comes with it, and just like also too, it shows the worthiness about your, that you have for yourself and like how much you care about yourself because like the fact that you have the courage to speak your truth shows that you care about your soul and your boundaries and what matters most to you.
And you know what? I feel like I can give some good advice here of like, if you're not ready to go to those serious levels, like with those conversations, the little things like talking to somebody at the yoga studio or the grocery store and telling your truth, that is a step in that direction because coming from myself as like a non-confrontational, totally scared of any negative conflict type of person, having the conversations like with Alicia where I go over to her house and I'm like, we just spill our fucking guts about our like vulnerabilities and stuff. That is a step towards having hard conversations with other people that you're scared to do it with.
Because you opened the gateway and now you're like, I kind of released that already. Like maybe I'm a step closer at least in that.
So do that with people that you actually feel comfortable with first. If it's something you're really scared to do with people that maybe scare you, like family members you have bad relationships with or relationships that you're not ready to confront. It's like, do that with small things like going to the grocery store and complimenting somebody or having sparking a conversation with somebody at the yoga studio, whatever it is, somebody that you feel comfortable with. And then all of a sudden they ignite this like vulnerability in you where you're like, okay, I can go there. I can go there. So it's not impossible. And then realizing like, okay, when's the right time to do that with somebody I'm scared to do it with, but I know I can go there. Yeah. And that's just small steps.
It's,
you know?
A small step. It's a small step. And baby steps are super important. Yeah. And for me, in my own situation, which was hard for me to realize, but like that involved me crying hard.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So hard. I couldn't even breathe, hyperventilating, mm-hmm. like for me to try and speak my truth. And like, it was hard. It definitely was not easy. Yeah. It's definitely not easy.
No, it's not easy.
It all comes across in different situations. Yeah, it's never easy. So it's interesting. You never know how it's going to come up. You never know how you're truly going to clear these energy blockages, whether it's like speaking your truth, whether it's, you know, just being aware and open to your own creativity, being safe and secure, you know what I mean? Feeling supported. I mean, there's so many.
And then community.
And community. Coming back once again to tribe and community. And I thought it was powerful. We talked about contracts because when we mentioned this ancestral trauma of, you know, our parents just perpetuating the cycles that were done to them.
Yeah.
So just knowing that, like, we do, I mean, I believe this, take it or leave it, but I believe we all write our own spiritual contracts. Like, we write contracts before we come to Earth about our life. And clearly we were all in our contracts right now, here and now. I feel like you guys are all in my contract and, you know, all of our ancestors, all of this stuff. So it's like, we're here to break the cycle. If we have this awareness, if we have this calling to urge us to take a different route, to like leave school, to quit that job, to leave that relationship, you know, if we have that urge, listen to it and yeah, I don't know, just like powerful about like breaking trauma as well and breaking ancestral trauma and breaking these cycles that I don't want to continue on to my child. Mm-hmm. I don't need to continue this excuse because that's what my mom and her mom told her.
Yeah, because it's really important in this time. This is something that I keep wanting to like spit out, or it keeps coming out of my heart. I was born, and I relate to you, Kimmy, because I know you feel the same way. And I feel like I was born with this knowing that this is a very special time. Mm-hmm. We're special people. We have the capacity and the capability and the heart to ascend. Because literally, I feel the earth, by science, looking up the Schumann resonance, the frequency of the earth is climbing. So as the earth is, the frequency is raising, us as humans are also in equivalence to that. So yeah, I think it's a really important time. I think conversations like this are really important. I think that we're meant to be here to do this thing. I think that community and tribe is connecting more so than it ever will be, truthfully, like, to get to the nitty gritty of it all. Because it is. It's important. And
it's important to older generations, too, to have conversations, like, with our parents. Like, maybe we're healing our own parents without even realizing it, which I know that, like, talking to Alicia's parents, we've had countless vacations together that are, like, all we do is just, like, her parents are like, give us your insight. And her parents are total spiritual, like, spiritual, so cool. Open people, too. So they're so open to just, like, this open dialogue of, like, what do you guys think about life and about the earth and what's happening? And we have this back and forth. And I know that's so healing to them and their generation. And same with, like, me and my dad. It's like, when I tell him these things that, like, I love, he's, like, now he's so much more open. Like, he'll text me things of, like, I just remembered this one time about, like, this thing I used to do. And, like, I just wanted to tell you. And, like, that's what I wanted, you know? Like, I'm trying to share with him and, like, share with people I care about that are older about, like, hey, this is important to share when you feel passionate about something. Mm-hmm. It's important to share it. And then the older people in your life might be like, I was never taught that, because they're not. It's a different generation. And when, like, the younger generations are a key to that. Like, Alicia's kids. Our kids, once we have kids one day, if we do, it's like, that is what they're going to teach us, too, is, like, one day we're going to be old to a point where we're, like, we're not going to, we would hope that they would be able to share this openness with us and be like, hey, what does this make you think? And I hope that we could be open enough to be, like, which I'm sure we will, but I hope we can be, like, thank you so much for sharing that with me. Like, that's all I can hope to teach our generations of our parents and us. It's like, it should be this constant exchange. And that's what I feel like we have to keep doing as a human species. We have to exchange information and like sentience and just like emotions. We have to. There's no other way to evolve. If we continue to separate ourselves by generations and by like, you guys do this, we do this, we don't do this, you don't do that. Mm-hmm. That's not a way to evolve our consciousness. Yeah. Like in order to evolve like the earth, like you're saying, the Schumann resonance, everything is resonance is like rising. Everything has to rise. Our consciousness is rising. The blankets being woven. Yes. You know, it's like you have to continue to exchange this information. Because all of our brains are important. Everyone's soul is important.
Yeah.
Our parents, our grandparents, everyone. So it's like, share the information with people. Share your sentiments with your parents or things you didn't necessarily want to share. Share things that make you feel good. Share things that you're concerned about. It's like, that's the only way forward is through. You know?
So powerful.
You have to.
It's important work.
Yeah.
And
you'd hope our kids do the same.
For some reason, the topic of careers right now is coming up. But maybe I'll just touch briefly.
See, someone needs to hear it. That's what I think is like spirit coming in. That's like someone right now listening needs to hear this.
Yeah. So, I mean, I will be 27 years old in July. I almost forgot my birthday.
In, when was I born?
So, yeah, in July, I'll be 27 years old. I mean, think about that. I don't know, like, how old you guys are out there. But, like, for me, I feel like, oh, my God, I'm getting old. And I, like, don't really have a career set. And you know what? I've been in this really tiniest, maybe larger than that, resistance of a career. And, yeah, I think it's because, like, I have this knowledge of, like, there's so much out there and, like, there's so much of a bigger picture that I've intuitively known my whole life that how do I settle in with a career or, like, a 9-to-5 job or, like, you know, whatever it is out there. How do I commit to that? How do I settle with that? How do I get into that when I know this is fucking bullshit? My language, but I'm dead serious. This is ridiculous. This is the Matrix. I see right past the shit. I see right past the veil, and it's hard. So I don't even know how I got on this topic, honestly, because I'm just career. Like, and so passionate, but like, you know what? Yeah, no, I'm in resistance right now to finding my career. I have a ton of ideas. Don't get me wrong. I'm very creative. I have these inspirations where I want to do X, Y, and Z, but I also don't want to commit to that because you know what? There's other things to focus on that are more important, and it's not.
I think career. This last year, like COVID stuff and COVID, all of that, has brought a huge highlight to people in that same situation. I feel the same way. It's like so many people have gotten reduced to like working at home or even being laid off or fired or on unemployment, whatever it is. It's like, I think it's made people take a hard look at like their jobs of like, is this sustainable? And then also people like us, I know I feel the same way. It's like, why do I want to work for somebody else at all? You know, it's like when I know there's so much more going on in the world, like, and this isn't just one more thing I don't have control of, you know? So when something like this happens, all of a sudden I'm just dropped and I'm just, I don't like that, you know? It's like, I feel like we see that whole establishment and that all of that as just like, I don't like being at the mercy of that, you know? It's like, there's so much more that we can offer as people than just like our labor or our like fingers typing on a computer.
Yeah.
9-to-5, we're whatever
more than
it
our
is.
Job. We're so much more than our job.
So I feel like career. It's really forcing, it's the pressure, the diamond thing again, it's like, it's pressuring us to figure out where do we fit that is not a rat race type of career, you know? Where do we fit that's somewhere we can make a difference and somewhere we can feel good and like lights our fire of being there every day. I don't even want to say working because I don't want to feel like I'm working. It's like, I understand work, it takes work to get somewhere and like have a success, but I don't want to feel like I'm being forced to work, you know? It's like, I feel like this whole year has brought in a lot of that light on that for people,
to really,
I guess, you know, it's like,
that. I mean, yeah, and for everybody, right? Because it's like, you finally can't distract yourself from work anymore, and you have to look at yourself and look at,
or
like,
am I outside of that?
Am I really fulfilled?
Yeah.
You know, truly, I feel like at the end of the day, right, it comes down to like feeling fulfillment, like feeling filled with love and feeling full. And it's
making
funny
a difference.
That, yeah, making a difference, exactly. And it's like, I feel like when we are whole and when we do fill our cup and fill ourselves, then we can make that difference in the world and, you know, show up for everyone else too. And I just feel like this share has been super powerful, and there's just been so many codes and and spells and just activations all throughout this, and I'm super, super grateful for you guys, and and clearly we know and stated that, you know, you don't have to be spiritual to, like, talk about spirituality, or you don't have to be this thing. Let's
talk about life.
Let's talk about life. Let's talk about realness, because this is a human experience. Yes. Like, we as spiritual beings chose this human experience, right? So, like,
share your experience with other humans.
Share your experience with other humans.
Yeah, because it's important in this time. We really need each other right now. Like, we're all awakening.
We do.
We're being told to be in fear, to, like, do this, do that, and it's like, we need more than ever just to talk to other humans that are just like us, going through stuff, and it's
Throw
that
phone down.
Yes, throw the phone down. Give people a chance. Yeah. Put yourself out there.
Have conversations. Have hard conversations. Yeah. Have loving conversations.
And experience all of it.
Have small talk. Like,
this
all of
whole
it.
Spectrum of everything. Like, I feel like just to wrap up everything as a whole.
Give yourself grace. Give yourself some compassion. Give other people compassion.
Yeah, and if anyone wants to comment or needs someone, just comment.
Just let us know.
Like,
so
dude,
how
I totally
can
feel you?
Yes. Or, how can
dude?
How can all of these amazing people, a part of our tribe, how can these amazing people find you guys?
I'm on Instagram at Kimmy Betzina, KimmyBetzina.
Oh, yeah. Okay, this is tricky for me. I have an Instagram, but I stopped using it. I think there'll be a time where I reactivate it.
So you could still follow her, I guess.
So you can still follow me. I'll be on
it's
it eventually.
Still there.
It's been called
she'll,
my name.
She'll get on it for you guys. So
but
if you send her a DM. What am I? Send her a DM. Or reach out to Alicia. Reach out to Kimmy. They're there for you. But Alicia will get on her Instagram for you. And what is that?
Yeah, my Instagram is ejoy. My middle name is Joy. So it's ejoy underscore yogi. And I made this account like so long ago. So anyway, that's when I got into yoga and stuff. I'm like, yogi. Yeah. But right, I mean, it's not really like I don't label myself as a yogi. That just kind of was my thing back in the day. So let me just like kind of recap that. It's ejoy underscore yogi. And I'll be back on eventually.
For you guys.
Yes.
All right. Well, I love you guys so much. I hope you were able to soak up everything that you needed from this share and reach out to us. And yeah, we're here for you. We love you. And we'll see you next time.
Bye.
This is the Celestial Goddess Podcast. Let's grow and show up with more compassion. I love you.
If you enjoyed this podcast, reach out. You can leave a comment, review, subscribe. You can find me on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and so much more. I'm also on Instagram, Facebook, and have my own website. It's Celestial Goddess Podcast. That is spelled CelestialGoddess. Also, if you feel called to donate, please feel free. I appreciate all the support to grow and to reach more people. I'm just grateful we're growing together and we're doing the work together. So thank you for being here. I love you forever.